Fashion and Life. A Partnership in Fashion. Love and business intertwine for style icons Dolce and Gabbana.
The Italian idyll of Portofino.
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Designers Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana are relaxing at their clifftop retreat. Leopard skin sofas, the dogs, the home they share, tells the story of a creative partnership where love and business are intertwined.
We buy the house 9 years ago, and we come just for the weekend, usually, because it's so close to Milan. It's just 1 hour, 2 hours by car. We take the car and we arrive with my dog. It's very relaxing. When I arrive here by boat, I say, wow, finally.
Domenico and Stefano were romantically involved until 2005. Since the breakup, they have never stopped working together, a liaison which is the backbone of the multi-million dollar Dolce & Gabbana brand. The relationship began in a Milanese design studio 30 years ago.
When Stefano and Domenico first came on the scene, it was quite unusual to have, you know, designers as a pair, you know, a couple, for example. I think right from the beginning, it was obvious that Dolce and Gabbana were going to be a major force.
Out of the passion and hard work was born the first line of women's wear.
At the first show, Dolce & Gabbana Woman, we produce a lot. We organize a show in one small studio, and we organize the show for the real woman. We don't have money from paid model, and we ask all my friends. We have money too for sketch shoes, bag, belts, and all the people use the personal accessory. And this way, start Dolce & Gabbana.
In the years of success which have followed, the faces of Domenico and Stefano have become synonymous with their brand. Domenico is reluctant to be photographed, but plays along for the photo shoot.
I prefer my clothes. I work for my clothes. I don't care about Domenico Dolce. I am Domenico Dolce. I work for Dolce & Gabbana. I would like one day the people remember my label, not my face.
Since today is a celebration of the past two decades of Dolce & Gabbana menswear, models will include Tony Ward and Enrique Palacios, stars of the very first campaigns.
And actually my first job was with Domenico and Stefano. Every time I have shared time with them, we've been in vacation or we go somewhere, it is like being with my family. Even that they're not together, they still a couple. That's what I want you to understand. That's how it is.
The collection represents 6 months of collaboration between the designers. But they do not always agree.
When you fight, I express myself, he expresses himself, and I defend my opinion and him too. I don't know, maybe try to convince me to do it red, and I try to convince him to make it white. And maybe in the end we do it black.
VIP guests are whisked off to an after-show party at the Piazza della Scala in Milan, where the mayor of the city has given over the town hall in honor of Dolce & Gabbana.
When you talk about Milan, you talk about fashion. When you talk about fashion, you talk about the big names and Dolce's, and Gabbana are among those.
The party seems a fitting tribute to two of the key players in Milan's foremost industry. Dolce & Gabbana are a powerhouse of design, in a country where beauty and style will always be beacons of national pride.
Fashion is a first of all an expression of life. You know, I put all myself in my fashion. It's a mirror. It's an expression about Domenico and Stefano.
I want to talk with Jesus. Why we make this combination? I don't know. I think we are destined. I think this one design is that me and Stefano together.